Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rohn. We start our third hour. All right, so the program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. By Quicken Loans, Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Got time for your telephone calls. I want to talk about Conor McGregor and what he said. I laid that out to start the program, but I've not talked about the reaction of what he said on Twitter. I will have that momentarily. I've got a conversation with Tampa Bay Bucks linebacker Lavonte David coming up in the last segment. And phone lines are open right now, 1-800-636-8686. Some quick reaction to last hour. Neil C719 tweets, "The smack-off is an institution and a rite of passage for a new clone to listen to. War great calls for the 26th smack-off." You got to hear it. If you're kind of into what you're hearing right now and you've never heard the smack-off, it's something you definitely do not want to miss. Rome, one thing that is underappreciated about the smack-off, it is smack that is errorless and timeless. Smack in 95 is smack in 2020. There is no roid era. There is no dead ball era. Thanks. Mark in Parts Unknown. It is funny, though. It's funny to hear calls from back in the 90s and what was really good smack back then. Obviously, time changes. Like if you heard that JT the Brick call in its entirety, you'd think, wow, damn, that's what, I mean, it's what we talked about in 1995, 96. And believe me, there are things that we said and did on this show in 95 and 96 that would get us fired today. You know, but you evolve and you change and you mature. It's like anything else. Nothing stays the same. It's impossible. But I agree, smack is era-less and timeless. There is no dead ball era and there is no roid era. And we could argue, is the new breed better than the old school? Like Brad's been doing it a long time and nobody's better. Is somebody new going to knock him off? The Cabo Nation is still doing it at a really high level. Rome, go hard in the paint because y'all can't. Tape rooms properly. Signed, Scott Service. Scott Service is a former major leaguer that called the show for a period and said, you know, I'm painting houses now. And for whatever reason, that's just one of those things that the clones never, ever let go of. A major leaguer who ultimately became a house painter. He called the show one day. This was not an interview, but he just called in on the call line and said this.
I'm working with my boss, Cam, and I've been out of baseball since 2004 with the Diamondbacks. And I'm sitting there, and I'm painting this stain. And when you was talking about Wheel of Fortune, because I'm a funny guy, you can ask Larkin, Mike Sweeney, any of the guys I played with. When you said that, I dropped the damn brush, and there's stain all over the place.
So that was Scott Service. And Scott Service said, I last played in 2004. This is 2009. He heard a take that he thought was funny, dropped his paintbrush, stained everything, and thought it was funny. That was nice. Like, I had two thoughts on that. One, I love that a former major leaguer is listening to the show. I love that a former major leaguer is listening to the show and responding. I love that a former major leaguer is listening to the show on the job and responding. That's good, right? And here we are now 10 years later, and you clones are still clowning this guy for painting things. The hell for? Not surprisingly, he stopped calling. Because you idiots. I still get, quote, Scott Service resets. I go hard in the paint because y'all can't tape rooms properly. Signed, Scott Service. Hey, Scott, I'm sorry, man. I really am. I apologize on behalf of my listeners. Matt in Vancouver's in. War Twitter pictures for showing us that Callan Vegas has the physique of an alcoholic toddler. Hey, Rome, why is everyone picking on Wells and Cal? Nothing wrong with being short and fat. Signed, Jerry Krause. JP in Riverside. War Smack Off 26. Yeah, you're not going to be any part of it, JP. Not with takes like that. Boy, that doc has not gone well for Jerry Krause. I kept waiting for it to come around. I kept waiting for it to come around and for them to show an appreciation of Krause for what he did, for what he built. I don't think that's going to happen. SoCal Jeff tweets, if Cal ripped off Connor's beard, Wells would want to eat it. Now you're up to date.
Eat it, HUD.
Eat it, Cal.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it.
1-800-636-8686. All right, so there's no way Conor McGregor takes the shots that he took on Twitter without a response from people. Somebody had to respond to what he said. He took a run at almost everybody who mattered in that division. Somebody was inevitably going to respond, and somebody did. Habib. And Habib responded in the most brutal way possible. First off, he had a picture of himself finishing McGregor. McGregor looking like he's about to go to sleep and looking totally beleaguered. And Habib had the caption, "Yes, we remember you. You was so nice that night. Be same. Don't be fake." End quote. That's savage right there. And then he chased that with, quote, "Hug legs. Have you forgot how I knock you down? Or you typing tweets drunk? Beat you in striking, parts you up in wrestling, absolutely destroy you in grappling, made you grab air with your hands, and at the end, you gave up. Last one, don't forget your words. It's only business."
Hey, business is business.
That's Habib. And then he completed the trilogy with, quote, "You don't like legs." And there's a picture of Connor's dejected face after he tapped, framed by the legs of the ref. In other words, scoreboard, look up at it. You're going to say, "I hug legs. I beat you in every single way possible. And you gave up because you couldn't win. You can tweet all you want, but I beat you, and I didn't just beat you. I dominated you. I made you quit. I made you tap. It was humiliating. It was embarrassing. It was straight ownage." And Habib's right. If you don't recall, the first round of that fight was mostly Connor on the ground, trying to defend himself and trying to get away. The second round was more of the same, only worse, because he was also eating a steady diet of shots. Connor handled himself in the third round, but the fourth round was more like the first two, and it ended with Habib getting him in a rear naked choke and Connor tapping. All the name calling, all the Twitter yapping from Connor, all the threats, it does not change that. And here's another thing. The name calling and Twitter yapping does not change. Gaethje, Habib, is the next fight that should be made. It's the next fight that's going to be made, and it's the next fight that should be made. It's the fight that people want to see. And it's the fight that the two of them deserve. The interim champ versus the official champ. That's how that works. When you see Gaethje doing what he did to Tony Ferguson on Saturday night, he earned his shot against Habib. Like Connor, frankly, Connor is trying to cut the line. Connor is trying to dictate terms and situation. Connor is acting like he's still Connor. Connor is acting like he still runs that division. Connor is acting like he still runs the sport, but he doesn't. Look, I'm glad he's fired up. I'm glad that Connor is locked in. I'd watch Connor fight anybody, anywhere. Well, except an old man in a pub or a bus in a parking garage. Maybe I need to be more specific. I'm up for any fight that Conor McGregor has in the octagon. Anytime he steps in the cage, it's a good thing. He's that good. He's that big of a star. But he's barking up the wrong tree here. And killing Habib on social media rings incredibly hollow considering what Habib already did to him in the octagon. And he's howling at the moon by calling out Gaethje, who's got bigger things on his mind right now than Conor. Like, that's how amazing this sport is and how quickly things change in this sport. A week ago, did you ever think that I would utter a statement like that? that Justin Gaethje has bigger things on his mind than Conor McGregor. But he does. Namely, Khabib. This is not to disrespect Conor. It's just to point out the obvious. Conor has had two fights in the last 4 years. He's 1-1 in those two fights. And while he is still a massive, massive star, he is no longer in position to call out guys and then just watch as things fall into place for him. At the moment, a Twitter rant does not do what it used to do for Conor. Like, as big as he is no longer driving the bus in that division right now. Now he's a passenger. Now he's back in line. And it seems like he's trying to cause as big a commotion as possible in order to get into the driver's seat. It seems like he's trying to run another dolly through the bus window so he can jump into the driver's seat. Conor wants to fight Gaethje and wants to talk his way into the fight, but it's not going to work, and it's not a fight that should happen next. Ali Abdelaziz, who manages both Khabib and Gaethje, told Brett Okamoto that if Conor wanted to fight Gaethje, he should have done it earlier. Quote, he had his chance for that, and he picked Cowboy. He picked the easier fight. The two kings of the division are going to fight in Khabib and Justin. Conor can be the co-main event. End quote. Damn, that's cold. Conor can be the co-main event. And given that this guy's been a frequent target of abuse from Conor, you know it had to feel pretty good for him to drop that on Conor's head. Like, I've got two guys who are above you, Conor. The guy who beat you and the guy that you could have fought but avoided. And they both have belts, so you get in line. Better yet, you don't have to wait in line. You could warm up the crowd for us. We'd like that. Thanks. Now, you know Conor. Conor's going to hear that. Or Conor's going to read that. And Conor will be looking to jump right back on Twitter again. Which means there's a very good chance that we are not done with this. Not by a long shot. But Conor can't just talk junk and talk his way into that fight. His next fight will be big because all of his fights are. But he's got to get back in line. He's not calling the shots. He's no longer running the division. Him being a, quote, partner or an owner rings a little hollow right now. Because he could have fought the guy that he wants to fight and didn't. And the other guy that he's calling out beat him. So it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out. That division is absolutely stacked, except Conor's no longer running it. 1-800-636-8686. I mentioned earlier that over the weekend, there were a number of passings of beloved celebrities. And while I treated this with the respect it deserved, because that is the Jim Rome universe, a lot of you did not. Still, there's somebody that passed that I think is not getting the respect that he deserves. And I want to touch on that when we come back. Last segment is a conversation with Levante David. So if there's something you want to say, you better say it right now. 1-800-636-8686. A tribute to a legend when we return. Somebody who made this world better. There's so many people that aren't making the world better right now. This guy did. He will be missed. That's next. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Levante David coming up next. Next segment, that is. All right, so I don't know how to say this other than just to say this, but there's been a lot of death lately. And I'm not trying to be calloused. I'm not trying to be depressing. But between Roy Horn, Little Richard, Jerry Stiller, there's been a lot of passing in the last few days. And it's sad. Really sad. The silver lining is that each of them led full, memorable lives. we're celebrating. And you always want to remember the good times and the positive. They're all far deserving of every tribute they get. Unfortunately, there was another memorable life which was lost over the weekend, and the announcement only now made it into the news cycle this morning. Paul Vasquez. Do you know that name? Maybe that sounds familiar. Paul Vasquez of Mariposa County passed away. He was just 57. And I just mentioned three names, and I think that he also is deserving of every tribute that he gets, like the others before him. And I want to add one more tribute to that right now. Now, again, I don't know if you know that name. Paul Vasquez, maybe you know him as his internet-given gloss. The double rainbow guy. In 2010, the DRG posted a video on YouTube that he took outside of his home in his front yard, which borders Yosemite National Park. The video was uploaded in January, but did not go viral until July, when Jimmy Kimmel tweeted it out. Kimmel called it, quote, the funniest video I have ever seen in my life. If Jimmy Kimmel says something like that, you're going to watch, right? So 7 months after he rolls tape on a double rainbow for 3 minutes, Paul Vasquez, a.k.a. the DRG, goes legend. The video was viewed nearly 50 million times. It landed on The Ringer's top 10 list for happiest moments in internet history. The double rainbow that Vasquez caught on film was cool. His reaction to it, though, off camera was unthinkably awesome. Unfathomably awesome. Here is the DRG getting his first glimpse of the full-on rainbow, shattered by another full-on rainbow.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense. Whoa, man. Wow. Whoa. Whoa.
My man. You can tell he's getting hyped. And who wouldn't be? That's an amazing sight happening right in front of him. He's not watching that on TV. He's not seeing that in a movie theater. He's on his front porch. And then he goes from getting hyped to full-on hyped.
Whoa! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Woo! Oh, my! Wow! Woo! Yeah! Oh, my! Oh, my! Oh, my God! Look at that!
My guy, look at that. My guy is loving it. And then the initial excitement turns into an emotional breakdown of an appreciation of nature where he is completely overwhelmed in the moment.
It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow. Oh my God, it's full on. Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Oh my God.
So now my man's literally crying. But the tears give way to an eternal burning question. Exactly what does the double rainbow mean?
What does this mean? Oh! Oh my God. Oh, God, it's so bright. Oh, my God, it's so bright and vivid. Oh.
My man's amazing because he's back. He's pumped. But this is a 3-minute roller coaster of emotions. And again, we don't have the answer to the question. What does a double rainbow mean? And then after some more guttural yelling, the DRG starts sobbing, completely overcome with the majestic beauty of the entire universe.
so beautiful.
Brother, nobody better. Brother. And I'm going to argue that the best line ever uttered on YouTube then ensued. Quote, double complete rainbow in my front yard.
Double complete rainbow. Oh, my front yard. Oh, my God.
My man is having himself a moment, a life's moment. And it's all right there on camera. But even 3 minutes into this emotional occurrence, he still wants somebody to tell him, and I understand this, what's going on here? Exactly what does this represent? What is the double rainbow?
Too much. That's not what it means. Oh my God. It's so intense.
My man, I feel you. I'm not making light of this either. Don't think that I am. If that guy can see something like that and be that overcome in the moment, you know, he is seeing things that the rest of us are not. That video is sincere. That video is genuine. Now, that's not doing it justice. That video is the most sincere and the most genuine thing ever posted to YouTube. And the millions and millions and millions of people who have seen it would attest to that. That's timeless. A 47-year-old dude losing his damn mind standing under a double rainbow in his front yard. We have never needed that more than we need that right now.
Double complete rainbow. Oh, my front yard.
And we are all better for him having experienced that. Man, thank God he shared that with us too. And if you got a problem with him, or if you got a problem with his reaction to that, a double freaking rainbow, look in the mirror. You got a problem with you. And the reason I bring this up, my man Paul Vasquez passed away over the weekend. A former firefighter from East LA. Former firefighter from East LA. Turned avid outdoorsman who moved to a national park in Northern California and saw something that most of us could only dream of ever seeing and experienced unbridled joy for those 3 minutes. That most of us will never come close to. You think of the greatest moment or the most emotional moment in your life. Did it come anywhere near what he experienced in that moment? I'm going to say no. And he died way too young. But clearly had a moment that most of us would only dream of. Has anything in your life made you yell, scream, cry, laugh, lose your mind, trip out? In utter appreciation for natural beauty like my man, the DRG, did on that video. And the great thing about the DRG, I don't think that he was looking to be famous, but he was. But he was. Man, life is beautiful. Like I mentioned that I took that hike yesterday after the show, and I put it up on Instagram. It was cool. Like I do a lot of my best work indoors. You know, you might say, hey, Rome, I thought you were a Peloton guy. I am. I did both. I did my Peloton ride, and then I hit that hike. It was nice. It was nice to be outdoors. I saw some things during that hike that I normally would not see. Goats. I saw lots of goats, but I sure didn't see a DRG. Life is beautiful, man, and so is Paul Vasquez. And that double rainbow freakout is going to remind us for the rest of time. Appreciate the natural beauty in all things. R.I.P. Rest in prism. See you somewhere over the the double rainbow, Paul. My man's the best. Love this guy. R.I.P., brother.
Brother.
This email says, "Dear boss, double rainbow guy sounds like me when I get to the vending machine and I see a pack of Starburst stuck. And then I put my coins in and I get both packages. Signed, Old Man Ritt." Yeah, Rip probably would have a reaction similar to my man Paul if that ever happened. All right, when we come back. Jeremy in Green Bay tweets, "I also get overwhelmed with joy, like the DRG did, when I see those beautiful golden arches on a McDonald's sign glowing in the night sky." Signed, Wells in the 3XL. Stop it. R.I.P., brother, you're the best. I expect you clones to get that number up to 60 million views. Next up, Levante David. First up, a sports update. Here you go. We are efforting Levante David. And some reaction to my man, Vasquez. R.I.P. "Dear Jim, what we hear on Mr. Vasquez's video is simply the ecstasy of premium hallucinogens intersecting with the great outdoors. Paul and SF." D-Rod2203 tweets, "Sounds like dude was on some of the best." Mushroom emoji, mushroom emoji, mushroom emoji ever. Listen, I mean, that's the obvious reaction. And he was asked about that. And Paul said, no, I was not high. I was not high. And he's got no reason to lie because he was growing marijuana on that property. Like, he would admit it, right? I think that he's just a guy. I mean, he lived at the edge of a national park. Look at him. You could tell this guy was very in tune with nature. He loved it. I think the reaction was not organically enhanced. I think that was very genuine. I mean, rainbows are pretty cool. Who doesn't see a rainbow and think, damn, that looks awesome? He saw a double rainbow from his porch and thought to himself, damn, that looks awesome times a million. What I'm saying is, I'm buying it. I'm buying it as legit, genuine, authentic. And my man made the world a better place. And he'll be missed. Rich Micklebus tweets, "A double rainbow. Big deal. Stop overreacting. Stoically yours, SJP. Watching an eclipse."
It's happening, you guys. It's happening.
At SA Sports Honk tweets, "Rome. Is that soundbite double rainbow guy? Or audio of Wells walking into a bakery?" The croissants, the donuts, the eclairs, the cupcakes. Give me 9. Fresh out of the oven. Baker's dozen. Woo! The snickerdoodles. Take 50 of those chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Do you have donuts? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. The bear claws.
Oh my God. Look at that.
Oh, are you still open? Yes. Is there anything still in the oven? Yes.
Oh my God.
I love food. Come on, man. This is the point about my guy, DRG. Only he could see something like that and respond like that. Even Wells walking into the best bakery in the land would not respond like that. Rome Slice. Double complete cheeseburger right here in my kitchen.
Double complete rainbow.
It was double complete rainbow, not double complete cheeseburger. Regard Wells in the 360. Hey, man. Don't turn this into something it's not. Geoff.
Oh, my God.
I love this guy. R.I.P. Rest in prism. Like, I thought that I loved Rainbow, but I have such a greater appreciation now. And I think in my entire life, I've only seen a double rainbow once. I think once in Montana, I saw it. Not here in Cali. All right, so I'm efforting Levante David. I'll find him momentarily. In the meantime, phone lines are open right now. 1-800-636-8686. If you're joining us late, we talk some Bills football in hour number one. Deion Dawkins made his Jungle debut. We had Billy Napier. We talked some Louisiana football. He also made his Jungle debut. Levante David has been on the program. One more thing, since it was a major topic. Conor McGregor is at it again. Conor tweeted 19 minutes ago, super excited for the LW title bout in July. All right, so Conor is back to being Conor, and Conor is doing Conor things. Conor tweets, super excited for the LW title bout in July. Exactly what does that mean? Notice that's not Dana saying that. That's Conor saying that. And we already know that Justin Gaethje, who's got the interim belt, even though he didn't care about the interim belt, you saw him when he won that interim belt, he threw it on the ground, and he said, I'll wait for the real one. We know that he is in line for a shot at the undisputed champion, Khabib. And that fight should be next. But who knows how long Khabib is out. And if Khabib is out, is there a chance that there might be a fight between Gaethje and Conor? I guess, theoretically, possibly. But Conor would not jump over that, I don't think. All right, so more on that a little bit later on. But as promised, we're joined by a linebacker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is an all-pro. He is a Pro Bowler. The most solo tackles of any player in the NFL since 2012. The second player since 1982 to amass 1,000 tackles, 20 sacks, and 10 interceptions in his first 8 seasons. A member of the 2010s All-Decade Team. A 2-time All-American. A Big Ten linebacker of the year at Nebraska. He was the 58th pick overall in 2012. In other words, he's having a hell of a career. Levante David is my guest. Levante, great to have you back on the program. How are you and how are those close to you doing in the middle of this pandemic?
Hey, how you doing, Jim? Thanks for having me, man. But I'm doing great, actually. And all my family and friends are doing really well. Everybody, you know, following the guidelines and staying safe. And I am as well. So everybody's pretty good so far, man. You know, just praying every day that all this stuff gets taken care of. But, you know, we just got to live our day-to-day lives the way, you know, the world want us to, so we can keep it safe.
No doubt. Good to hear it. Listen, really quickly, like, what's a normal day like for you right now, and how are you going about staying in shape and continuing to work out?
In the morning, I work out in the morning at 9, and then I go over, I do some virtual meetings and stuff like that. Like, I actually just got out of a virtual meeting with my linebacker coach. So I just finished that, and now, you know, basically just go and try to run errands for the day, you know, just try to do stuff around the house.
I get you. Levante David joining us. Listen, it's been quite an offseason with the team, bringing in Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, the unveiling of new uniforms. As the longest tenured member of that team, how would you describe the energy and the buzz around that team right now?
Oh, man, the energy is awesome, man. The energy is like no other. You know, everybody's excited. Everybody's ready to get playing football. But at first, you know, we got to make sure everything around and across the world calms down so we can get out there, but we're doing our part to be able to, you know, stay in shape, stay ready for whenever, you know, our numbers do get called so we can start playing for the season. But everybody's energy level is amazing. I think it was amazing towards the end of the year, at the end of the year, you know, when everybody had high expectations. And then especially now that we have made the offseason moves that we did, the expectations are even more higher. So it's basically win or go home for us.
Win or go home. Lavonte David joining us. So in terms of the offseason moves, like take me back when it was announced that Tom Brady was going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. How did you first learn that news, and what was your reaction when you found out?
Friends and family was contacting me, you know, saying that we might have a run at Tom Brady. But, like, you know, me, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to believe it. I'm not going to believe it till I see it. You know, that man is a Patriot. The Patriots not going to let him go. And then I just kept getting closer and closer, and I kept hearing more and more speculation. And in my mind, I'm like, hey, this might really be happening. And then one day, you know, across the ticker on ESPN, I saw it. Tom Brady plans to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then it became official, and that's when it hit me. I'm like, wow, it really happened. It really happened. We got one of the greatest players of all time, greatest quarterback of all time, 6 Super Bowl winner coming in to help us get to that level. You know, it's amazing. You know, it just goes to show the type of team that he saw that we had that could help us, you know, get to the championships and try to earn some of the rings that like he got. So, you know, it was amazing to see, man. And, so far, you know, Tom's been a great player, man, a great asset for us. And we definitely going to do all we can to learn from him. We're also going to try to play the best football we can.
Lavonte David joining us. I think you make a great point that Tom Brady, yeah. I mean, the alleged GOAT, looks at what you're building there and says, I want to be a part of that. And not just him, but Rob Gronkowski as well. Before the draft, the word comes down that the team had made a deal for him as well. What was your reaction when you heard that news?
Yeah, that was even more insane. I'm like, wow, man, it's crazy. You know, one of the greatest tight ends of all time want to come join our young nucleus, man, and want to help us get wins. You know, like I said, man, it goes to show the type of team we have and what we're building over here and what people think of us. You know, people with that type of caliber want to come and play with us and join our locker room. I mean, it's amazing to have, but all it does is just raise our expectations even more higher. And, you know, we basically came from the hunters to the hunted. You know, I don't know how that happened because, you know, we haven't done much in the past years. But since we added those two guys, you know, people got us on a lot of the boards to be in the Super Bowl. But it's work to be put in first. But so far, it's been a good start.
All right, so what about that? Like, for instance, when I mentioned your resume off the top, you've done literally everything there is to do in your career, except you have not been to the playoffs. Man, how badly do you want to get there, and does it feel like the pieces are now in place for you to get there and make noise?
I want to get there badly, man. Not only get to the playoffs, but also win throughout the playoffs. You know, it's been years in and years out where we were always a play away from doing this and a play away from doing that. And, you know, basically, you know, now is now. You know, every year is the chance for us to get over the hump. But, you know, right now, like I said, you know, we added some really key pieces to help us get there. And, you know, me, I'm hungry for it. And, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to help get us there. And it's basically like now or never, like I said, is when to go home. So, you know, I'm very, very excited for this upcoming season. I'm doing everything I can right now to get myself prepared for it. So to be able to, you know, show out and show the world why we belong on that stage.
Lavonte, one quick thought. When the schedule was released, everybody learned that the team would be playing in at least five primetime games. I mean, is a game just a game no matter when it's played, or is there extra juice when you're playing in primetime?
I think it's the game, you know, whenever it's played, it doesn't matter. But at the same time, you know, you playing on primetime games, and you know the whole world was just watching you play. It does bring a little extra, you know, extra focus, a lesser extra, you know, juice to be out there perform at your highest level to show that why NFL chose us to play on these primetime games, knowing that type of football that we're going to play is going to be exciting to watch. So, you know, for me, you know, only playing in one prime time games a year, you know, only on Thursday night to playing in five, you know, that's an incredible feat, you know, and it's crazy how much, you know, things can change in a year. So, you know, me personally very excited for it, but at the same time, you know, it's going to be a game once you get out there. But to know that, you know, you got the world watching you, you're going to want to try to put on and be the best you can.
Every time you come on, you bring the energy, you bring the juice, but I can tell there's a little bit of something extra right now because all eyes are on a Tampa Bay team that looks really good on both sides of the ball. Levante David, my guest. My man, I appreciate you. It's great to have you back, and thanks for closing out the show, Levante. Stay safe. Be good. Great talking to you. Huge call brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges and helps you if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you are not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.